Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for June 19th to the 25th, 2010. Israeli actions in East Jerusalem created local and international criticism, while military attacks on Gaza this week left two killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let us begin our weekly report with the nonviolent actions in the West Bank with IMEMC's Bart Farrell.
This week, nonviolent actions against the wall and occupation were organized at the villages of Bilin and Nilin in the central West Bank, in addition to El Masara and Wadi Rahal in the southern West Bank. Both international and Israeli supporters joined Palestinians at all four locations. Protesters demanded the halt of the Israeli expansion into East Jerusalem and the West Bank, as well as the continuation of the separation wall. 50-year-old university professor Radwan Yassin was hit with a rubber-coated steel bullet in his hand when Israeli troops attacked protesters in Bilin. Dozens also suffered from the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Nilin, the protest ended this Friday with clashes between soldiers and local youth. A number of local youth were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. At El Masra village, demonstrators managed to reach the gate of the nearby Efret settlement before Israeli soldiers stopped them. Troops used batons to disperse the crowd. In the nearby village of Wadi Rahal, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters marched to the construction site of the wall and the nearby Efret settlement. Israeli troops stopped the protest as soon as it reached the security road adjacent to the wall. Organizers delivered speeches and the protest concluded without any injuries or arrests. For IMEMC.org, this is Bart Farrell.
This week in Palestine, provocative Israeli actions in the occupied East Jerusalem created local and international criticism amidst deadlocked Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. IMEMC's Ramil Rirari reports.
A chief Palestinian negotiator, Ahmad Korey, branded latest Israeli intentions to demolish 22 homes in the occupied East Jerusalem under some Jewish claims as a provocative action that would undermine peace in the region. Korey called for preventing Israel from embarking on the move. Israeli authorities said they would delay the demolitions due to political concentrations, as Palestinian residents of the would-be demolished homes clashed with a number of Jews over the issue. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on Israel not to carry out the demolitions, saying that the homes are located in the occupied East Jerusalem. A statement by the UN chief read this week. Also, Washington, that has been tirelessly involved in mediation between Israel and the Palestinians, so both sides would reach a peace agreement based on a two-state solution, called the Israeli decision a provocative action that would undermine underway peace efforts. This week, the European Parliament Council announced it would work on forming a probe panel that would investigate the Israeli attack on a Gaza aid convoy of international waters in May 31, in which 9 Turkish activists were killed. Israel has encountered a storm of worldwide criticism following the said attack. In response, Israel decided last week to ease a 3-year-long blockade it has been imposing on the coastal territory. In other news, the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, along with the Salah al-Din brigades of the Popular Resistance Committees, held Israel responsible for the delay in the release of captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit. Both Israel and Hamas have failed to agree on an Egyptian-mediated swap deal since Hamas and the Popular Resistance Committees captured Shalit in a cross-border attack in June 2006. At the internal level, the rival Hamas and Fatah parties have recently traded goodwill gestures towards ending a 3-year-long division. Hamas sources told IMEMC that both parties have agreed to a memorandum of understanding to be attached to an Egyptian-produced conciliation paper. In October 2009, Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas signed the paper, while Hamas refused, given what the Islamist Party says, unacceptable amendments. Hamas and Fatah have been at loggerheads since Hamas took over Gaza amidst factional fighting with Fatah in 2007. Hamas has accused Fatah of subordination to the West. Rami Al-Mirari, IMEMC.org, Gaza.
The mayor of Jerusalem this week approved a plan to demolish 22 Palestinian homes in a neighborhood near the Old City to make way for a tourist center. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura has the story.
In the year 985, the Arab traveler Al-Maqdisi wrote about a village called Silwan, perched on the side of a lush valley with streams and gardens and adjacent to the old city of Jerusalem. Other historians refer to it as a staging area for Jewish pilgrims during the holy festival of Passover. Today, Silwan has grown into an urban neighborhood in East Jerusalem with 50,000 residents. While several hundred Israeli settlers live in Silwan, the vast majority of the residents are Palestinians. Many are refugees from the 1948 war which created Israel. Now some 1,000 people stand to be displaced if Israeli officials moved forward with demolishing 22 homes in the Al-Bustan neighborhood of Silwan. The Jerusalem municipality wants to build an archaeological park and tourist center on the historical site of King David's gardens. The plan needs to pass several more rounds of approval before it will be implemented. Defending the plan, the Israeli Jerusalem municipality says